Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan is warning the economy's not out of trouble yet. The Dalai Lama's visiting California. Gas prices are up by about 20 cents a gallon. But the only news that is news here in Washington is the shift in the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. Yesterday, when Vermont Senator James Jeffords announced that he's leaving the Republican Party to become an independent, it turned control of the Senate to the Democrats. Republicans had counted on controlling both chambers of Congress to push through President Bush's agenda. Here are two reports on Jeffords' decision, the first from NPR's David Wellner.
When James Jeffords announced his exit from the GOP during a dramatic news conference in his native Vermont, he described himself as a senator whose moderate views put him on a collision course with a Republican Party dominated by conservatives.
Increasingly, I find myself in disagreement with my party. I understand that many people are more conservative than I am, and they form the Republican Party. Given the changing nature of the National Party, it has become a struggle for our leaders to deal with me and for me to deal with them.
President Bush responded to the announcement while visiting a soup kitchen yesterday at a Catholic church in Cleveland.
I respect Senator Jeffords, but respectfully, I couldn't disagree more. Our agenda for reforming America's public schools and providing tax relief for every taxpayer represents the hopes and dreams of Main Street America.
In the halls of the Senate, meanwhile, some Republican senators, among them Fred Thompson of Tennessee, tried to play down the fact that Jeffords had just made them members of the minority.
It's not the end of the world. There's some feeling that we may have gotten bit by our own dog, but that happens from time to time.
But another Republican, John McCain of Arizona, saw Jeffords' departure more as a reaction to how far the Republican establishment's moved away from the political center.
The message is, be not only tolerant of, but appreciative of the fact that there are differing views on issues and don't condemn, retaliate, or seek revenge on those who may disagree on a specific issue.
Others cited a lack of sensitivity in their leadership to political realities in the states they represent. Like Jeffords, Peter Fitzgerald of Illinois is from a state that voted heavily for Al Gore last November.
From my standpoint, I think it would be better if a broader array of ideas were solicited and that ideas within the Senate Republican Conference came from the bottom up instead of being presented from the top down.
Assistant Majority Leader Don Nichols of Oklahoma rejected such criticism. He maintained the Republican leadership had made many concessions to Jeffords.
For someone to insinuate, hey, mate, people aren't working together, aren't listening, I don't quite agree with that because I know in my workings with Senator Jeffords, it was excellent.
Meanwhile, Tom Daschle, who will go from being minority to majority leader shortly, seized the initiative yesterday to phone President Bush. The two men had not spoken since March. Before he placed the call, Daschle said the brief period in January when Al Gore was still vice president and Democrats held the majority in the Senate should indicate what's in store now that they're regaining control.
During those 17 days, we held hearings and expedited the confirmation of President Bush's cabinet choices. Some of the president's nominations, like many of the issues that we deal with in the Senate, were controversial. But we conducted the hearings efficiently and, I believe, fairly. As long as we are in the majority, we intend to govern in that same spirit.
Daschle said the first legislation he plans to introduce will be for a patient's bill of rights. Trent Lott, the Mississippi Republican who will become minority leader, said he wants to make sure the Democratic-controlled Senate will allow consideration of candidates Mr. Bush proposes to be federal judges.
We will be talking about how we're going to get fair consideration with this new circumstance, and that the president's nominees are going to receive a fair and expeditious hearing and consideration.
The Senate stayed under Lott's control yesterday, and Republicans moved quickly to bring up a vote on Mr. Bush's controversial nominee for Solicitor General, Theodore Olson. He was approved on a nearly party-line vote. But Charles Schumer, a New York Democrat who's expected to chair a subcommittee on courts, warned it will soon be much harder for the president to submit nominees for judgeships who are perceived to be too conservative.
We will not have a solid right-wing slate of judges. They're going to have to come talk to us, and we're each going to have to compromise some.
There will be many other contentious issues where compromise is also needed to avoid congressional deadlock. The first task is to finish work on a major tax cut bill. Jeffords said his departure from Republican ranks takes effect once that bill wins final passage, which may happen this weekend. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.